Okay, we are live. So, we'd like to thank Karen Jacob Brothers for sponsoring this morning's lawsuit. Legal Nishmas Jake's lovely parents, Leah Ben Abba, Leah Ben Abba, and Karen's brother, Yeshua Ben Shimon Dov. Their Nishama should have an Aliyah.
Amen. Okay,
so today we are venturing off to a new Mishnah, and it's actually a combination of two Mishnayos from the same person. So, the main topic that we're going to be talking about is if we think about the concept of wisdom, intelligence, being smart, knowing information, however you want to define intelligence. The question is, what do I need in order to be intelligent? And we've been speaking a lot, this is a recurring theme. Is it nature, you know, God's gifts of my intelligence? Is there some element of how much I have to put in work-wise and being diligent and reviewing and trying to remember? These are running themes that have been going throughout Pirkei Avos. And today we're going to focus on the statement of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, who's going to argue that there other prerequisites for wisdom, for chachma, however you want to define that, that aren't just learning per se, and that in order to actually be a chacham, in order to attain this chachma, there are other things that we need to do, the other things that we need to focus on besides maybe just, you know, doing chazara, or doing review, or doing, you know, sitting in the base medrash, or studying, or however you would just focus on purely intellectual pursuits. There are other prerequisites that are required. So let's see what he says here. This is Pirkei Avos, chapter 3, Mishnah 9, and part of 10. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa Omer. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa says, Kol shiyiras cheto kodemes lechachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. V'chol shechachmaso kodemes liyiras cheto, ein chachmaso miskayemes. So anybody whose fear of sin, notice that's a specific statement. It doesn't say fear of God. It says fear of sin. If your fear of sin precedes, what does that mean, precede? Unclear at this point. If your fear of sin precedes your chachma, your wisdom, then your chachma will endure. But if your wisdom precedes your fear of sin, then your wisdom will not endure. So there's some message here about what I need, again, a prerequisite, what I need before wisdom, yiras chet, and we're going to have to understand how does fear of sin impact my level of wisdom. But before we start picking that apart, let's read the next statement, because most commentators say they're connected.
This is what it means, yirat chet. It doesn't mean yirat ha'onesh v'tekapel ala chet.
Right, so unclear, does it mean fear of punishment, or does it mean fear of actually sinning? Right, so it just says yirat chet-o, fear of sin. So it's a good point. Maybe we have to distinguish between fearing sin. I don't know. Fear the consequence of sin, fear the punishment of sin,
fear
the concept of sin.
Fear of violating what Hashem told us to do.
Fear of violating. Do you want to say maybe we can make an argument that wisdom has to come first? Maybe. So we'll see some sources that may touch on that. But let's see the second half. This is another statement that's quoted right after this from the same person. Hu hayat omer, he also used to say, Kol shemasav merubin mechachmaso, chachmaso miskayem. A similar formulation. If my deeds, if my actions are more, what does that mean? More in quantity and quality, but if my actions are more than my wisdom, then my wisdom will endure. But if my v'chol shechachmaso merubah b'maaseh, if I'm smarter than my actions, if I do more, if I'm smarter than the fact that I actually do things, so I'm intelligent but I don't act, then ein chachmaso miskayemes, then my wisdom is not going to endure. So just from the reading of these two statements, the focus seems to be on what?
Action speaks louder than words.
Yeah, but what's the goal, right? What's the end goal that he's trying to get to?
Shown that wisdom is not the be-all and end-all, and they have to put the wisdom in this great perspective in the totality of how a person, you know, of how a person should keep his wisdom.
You understand
that? So one thing about Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, where they were obviously all brilliant, 24,000 Talmidim, but they obviously lack in this case at least,
in something, right? So we don't even know what Meisim what ma'asav means. Right? Ma'asav could mean midos. Ma'asav could mean putting on tefillin. Ma'asav could mean a bunch of things. So you're assuming that means midos, maybe. But the way you're reading, I just want to highlight it, because you actually said something different than what Rachel said. You said that the message is that your wisdom has to be put in its place, if you will. It's not the apex. It's not the most important thing. The other way to read this, though, is that wisdom is the goal. Right? We want chachmaso miskayemes. The way to get wisdom to endure is that you also need these other things. So if you just think about it from what's the most important, what am I putting on the top of my hierarchy, there's two ways to read this. You could either read that it's saying that wisdom needs to be down a rung. Wisdom is not as important as people might be making it out to be. You need this yiras chet, and you also need this ma'asim. But the other way to read it is the wisdom is at the apex, but in order to get that, I need these prerequisites. I need to be able to say that I have yiras chet, and I need to be able to have some level of ma'asim also. Yeah, loud.
Wisdom is not the end goal, it's how you live and apply your wisdom that counts.
That's a nice statement that you made, but I don't know if that's what it's saying here, right? So you could, that might be true for you, it might be true for some other statement, it might even be true for this statement, but it's not clear that wisdom is not the end goal. It might be that you read it that wisdom is the end goal. It's a little bit vague. Barbara, then Rachel, yeah. So this doesn't say Yiras Shamayim, it says Yiras Chet, right? So we have to perhaps distinguish between those two. Yiras Shamayim is an important quality, and maybe it overlaps with this. Maybe it's even a synonym for this, but we would have to question that, because it should have said Yiras Shamayim and not Yiras Chet. But fair point. Yeah, Rachel, now we're going to keep going.
It doesn't say what kind of chachma other than chachmato.
Okay,
so
good.
That's very interesting, because
so what's chachma?
My wisdom, God's what
your wisdom, God's wisdom, Jewish wisdom, non-Jewish wisdom, secular wisdom. What's the story?
Is it
what
wisdom in abstract?
What's another question we could ask on this? Even if it is chachmat haTorah,
which one?
Okay, what type of chachmat haTorah? But so you've never met somebody who was very smart but didn't have ma'asim tovim, good midos, didn't have yiras chet. Right? So is this statement meant to be as a factual, this has to be this way, that it's impossible for somebody to have chachma, however we define, if they don't have these traits? Or is this saying that in general this is true? Right? So is this an absolute factual statement? If that's the case, then we'll have to, you know, question it from precedent, from people that we may know, or people from history who seem to be very intelligent but didn't have yiras chet, didn't care about sinning, they sinned when out in the open, in private, etc., and they were still very smart. So how can that be? You're telling me it's a prerequisite. So maybe prerequisite's the wrong word. And maybe this isn't that you need this in order to have it. Maybe it's saying that in general this is the right path to go on, but it's not a if A then B statement. Yeah.
Is it perhaps not a prerequisite, but the focus not only is on the word whether it's a prerequisite, but in order for the both of them say if the wisdom is to endure. The wisdom to actually last and to be...
Right, so maybe we could ask also, what is the difference between having wisdom and having wisdom that endures? And so if I remember it for a day, then that's wisdom. But if I don't remember it for 2 days, then it doesn't endure. So what's the concept of enduring? Okay, these are all good questions. Let's move on a little bit, and I'm sure these questions will come up as we go on. So let's look at the Abarbanel, who's going to focus and put this in the context of the other previous Mishnayos that we've seen recently, and he says as follows: the Barbanel, source number two, Ha'echad, who Shiba Avor Shereby Yaakov Hizir Shlo Yafsik Adam in Mishnah. So, if you remember previous Mishnayos, we were told, don't stop learning; you should always be learning. Rebbe Dustai Hizir Al Shechachasa. And last week we talked about shouldn't forget Torah; we have to remember Torah, in case you forgot. But Rebbe Hanina Leva'er Be'ezu open to sign Chachmas HaTorah B'yad Adam. So now Rebbe Hanina's coming and adding to this discussion and saying, in what ways is the Chachma of Torah, notice how he adds in Torah there, so we're talking about Chachma of Torah, how does Chachma of Torah endure the lo yifsok mimenu in a way that it's not going to stop, below yishkacha, and you're not going to forget it. So he's saying that we had somebody tell us don't stop learning, and we have somebody who says don't forget learning, and now I'm going to tell you how to do that. How do you not stop learning, and how do you not forget learning? So continuing, Ba'amar b'mam amar arishon, so in the first statement he says, Shaderach hayoser tov la'viul lezeh, What's the best way in order to continue learning and in order to not forget learning? The number one answer on the board is that if you are naturally, interesting way of phrasing it, right? Where does yiras chet, where does fear of sin come from? So he says, he seems to be saying that it's a natural tendency. Right? It's kefi tivo u'mezgo. What's mezeg? Mezeg ha'avir. What is mezeg ha'avir? The weather, but the... It's the internal makeup of who he is. Right? So that's an interesting way of formulating yiras chet. It sounds like it's almost like it's not even in my control. It's just, was I born anxious or was I not born anxious? Right? So, but he's saying the number one way for me to endure my learning and not forget it is to be nervous, is to have this fear of sin, and that's going to motivate you to continue to go and to continue to learn and continue to grow and continue to desire to want to more, to know more, because you have, I would say, a healthy anxiety that you're afraid that you're not going to remember everything. So he says that that is number one in his way of establishing to learn and to not forget. But what about those of us, probably nobody in this room, who doesn't have a natural anxiety, right? So, you know, for those who weren't born with this tendency to be anxious, so how are they supposed to remember Torah? And how are they supposed to be motivated to continue to learn Torah? So Amna, that's where the second statement comes in. Mishaloya nola b'mezek kach. Right? Somebody who's not naturally anxious, if such a thing exists. Bir b'mamaro asheni, she'im kishron hamasim tiskayim kach masel. So how does my wisdom endure if I'm not anxious? Through practice. Through doing. And then he's going to tell us a third thing, but we're going to save that for next week. Rabbi Hanina tells us a third statement that comes after this, but it's slightly different, and I don't want to get too confusing for now. So we're going to skip the rest of the Abarbanel. But here's his way of understanding the connection to previous Mishnayos, and here's his way of understanding. It's a unique way of understanding what Yiras Cheto means. Yiras Cheto means being anxious about, and that motivates me to not forget. It motivates me to want to continue learning, but if I'm not anxious, then I need my masim, I need my actions. So what we're going to have to start doing is understanding how does this fear or anxiety and how does my actions affect my learning. He's tying them together. My anxieties and my actions will impact my chachma. How does that actually happen? He doesn't explain. As we go through the sources, hopefully we'll get a better understanding. So I'm going to skip 3 and 4. We're going to save that till the end. And go to source number 5. Rabbeinu Yonah has a fascinating way of understanding these two concepts. So flip the page, source number 5 on the top. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa Omer. My fear of sin comes before my wisdom will endure. Le'inyan, so what does this mean, he says? Le'inyan hishtadlus ne'amar hadavar. This is coming to teach me about what? What's hishtadlus? Efforts. This is a concept in motivation, if you will. Hamishtada ladas chachma kidei shiyeda lishmor esnafsha minachet. I'm learning wisdom for what purpose?
Not to sin, but to be smarter.
Not to sin. And therefore, it's going to make me smarter. So what did he just do? He just gave us a fundamental educational concept. If I want to know something, what do I need? Motivation to know that thing. So here he's saying, what do I want to know now? It's the knowledge, the chachma, and the yira are intertwined. I want knowledge to how to avoid sin. So now I'm learning how to avoid sin, and because my motivation is to avoid sin, the learning that I do to avoid sin is going to stick. Because I have that motivation. It's not this abstract why I should know it. This is coming to tell me I'm doing this for a reason. I'm learning this for a reason. I want to get yiras chet, so everything that I learn will be in that formulation, within that motivation, within the rubric of yiras chet. So the motivation is what's going to help me remember. He continues here. Chachmaso miskayemes biyado. V'nimsa poresh min haaveros. V'osem mitzvah kasher lamad v'hiskil. Right, so it comes out that I'm going to avoid sin, and I'm going to do mitzvahs, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to become smarter, I'm going to become wiser. Chachmaso kodemes liyaraso. So now what's the flip? I just told you why I need Yira before Chachma. It's because it provides the motivation. When I have Chachma, wisdom, without the motivation, now notice, it's still wisdom, but it just doesn't endure. So what does that mean? Yishtadam itchila dasa Chachma. Lo yishtadam itchila dasa Chachma b'nei l'kayma. So I started learning not in order to fulfill. Kiyim l'havin l'haskil. I just want to understand. I want to know. It's abstract. It's not relevant to me. It's not going to endure. You're going to forget it. It's not going to be applicable. Vahadin nosing. That's a very powerful two words. What's vahadin nosing? It makes sense. It's natural. Right? There's another way of understanding this Mishnah, which we'll see in the Maharal, the next source, is that this has nothing to do with natural, educational techniques. Right? It has to do with, what's another way of understanding this? That I need Yiras Chet in order for the wisdom to endure. It's another way to understand that. He's telling me it's a natural pedagogical technique that I need motivation to understand. What's another way of understanding this? And this is actually a running theme throughout Perkei Avos that we've been having. Do I understand the Mishnah based on natural, psychological, educational practices? Or do I understand the Mishnah on the basis of?
Makes sense.
No, the makes sense is natural. That's the educational. What's the other side? What's the other track? That there's some level of God, a supernatural intervention, if you will. You think you're going to understand because you're so smart, you're going to read this and you're going to remember it. Well, guess what? If you don't have your aschet, God's not going to let you understand it. He's going to intervene in your brain and you're not going to remember it. We've seen tracks along those lines in other cases, and that's another way to understand this. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, no, v'hadin nosen. This is like logical. This is natural. This is something that's going to happen. This is the motivational, educational, pedagogical techniques. Continuing. Dover acher, bizman shiyiras cheto shel adam kodemes lechachmaso, nimsek yeshu lamad, mishmarto umaashraso, leilich bederach shefurgo, lalechas ba, mikama yamim, kishu yarechet, velibo mosifa, ava rabba, umisava lehosif mimena, lefi shehi maashraso, lemashefurgo. Very powerful statement. He says, very deep psychological insight. When my fear of sin comes before, precedes my wisdom, then when everything that I learn is going to what? It's going to put me on the right path. And what is it going to do? What's uma ashraso? It makes me happy. It gives me this positive motivation that what I'm doing makes sense. So it's not just that in my mind when I'm motivated it works, but now I'm actually doing it, and when I do it, it's accomplishing my main goal of Yiras Chet, and that gives me this positive reinforcement that this is something that I want to continue doing. This is something that I want to continue learning. And then it creates a Bederach Shehurgo Lalechas B'Mikama Yamim. It creates a habit, it becomes habitual, and when I fear sin, and my heart adds to that a big love and desire to continue to do this, and it gives me again this positive momentum that this is something that I want to continue doing, and that the habit is created, and I get enjoyment from it. Again, it creates this natural spiral for good. Aval. Second to last line in the second paragraph. Bizman shechachmasol shel adam kodemes liyirascheto. If my wisdom precedes, nimseis hachachma monas oto me'avero shehurgo behen v'sofo livot ba l'fishadomo alav kemasol. If my wisdom comes before my yirascheto, that means that I'm sinning while I'm learning. Right? And then I get the wisdom. I get it. But what's the problem with that? When I try to process that wisdom into my personality, and I didn't have the fear of sin originally, this wisdom is anti my personality. My personality is not having Yiras Chet. I'm learning about how great it is to have Yiras Chet. So what do I do in my mind?
short circuit.
I say, this is ridiculous. I don't care about this. It's a nice idea, but it's not applicable to me. So the point is that I need to have the yiras chet. I need to have that embedded in my personality first. So when I start learning the wisdom is reinforcing my personality. It's becoming a part of me and I enjoy it. But if I don't have that personality first, if I don't have that yiras chet, then when I learn the wisdom, I'm going to be bo'eted, I'm going to push it away, I'm going to reject it, because it's not in consonance with who I am. So I don't care about it, and therefore the wisdom doesn't endure. So when the wisdom becomes, when I learn and it becomes a part of me and it's who I am, then the wisdom endures. When the wisdom is against who I am as a person, because I don't have that yiras chet, then I don't care about the wisdom. Eventually I'll reject it, I'll throw it away, and I'll go to a different path. Joyce, you have something? Or?
The bear
think the same. Yeah.
Fear of sin does not require any wisdom.
Right. So that's it.
Where does it come from?
Right. So fear. So the question. It's a good question. Where? What is fear of sin then? And do you need any wisdom for fear of sin? Can anybody remember something we've learned in the past?
Yes.
Something we learned in the past that strengthens this question. Lo ama aretz chasim, right? Somebody doesn't know anything, can't become pious, right? So where does my yiras chet come from? How can I have this piety if I don't have the wisdom? There's some level of wisdom, intelligence that's required. So I think that's a good question, and the mefarshim deal with that. What would be an answer out of that? Right. So there's obviously it's not zero that you're starting with zero, right? When you read this Mishnah and when Rabbi Hanina Mendoza was telling this to the people that he was talking to, he wasn't assuming they had zero level of yiras chet and zero level of wisdom. Right? There's some level already. There's already a seed, if you will, of both of these yiras chet and chachma, and it's a question of which are you going to focus on nurturing more first. But you obviously need a little bit of wisdom before you get anywhere, and then the question is what are you going to focus on to, I guess, perfect or focus on in the beginning before you do the other one. Fine, and then
do we have a working definition of Yiras Shamayim? Thank you. And also on wisdom. Because I assume by the end of this sugya, we will have a clear understanding. But for right now, just from
purposes. Where have you been?
Okay, I don't know. But just for purposes of following this,
right.
I want to make sure I understand these terms. We said Yiras Shamayim is sort of like.
So it doesn't say Yiras Shamayim, it says Yiras Chet. Right? Fear of sin.
Right.
What do we mean by fear of sin? There's a reason why I didn't try to define it, because I assume when each commentator said it and didn't define it explicitly, they have their own assumption as to what it means. So I think that it's enough for us to just have our basic general concept of what it means. Can you perhaps go through each commentator and each source and try to identify some nuance of the difference between what they mean by yiras chet and what somebody else means by yiras chet? Maybe at the end of the day, it means fear of sin, right? You're fear of sin. Chachma is probably more complicated. What do we mean by chachma? And for there, as you saw, the abarbanam and chachma satorah. So does that mean accumulation of knowledge? Does it mean a practical wisdom of life? Does it mean secular wisdom? So each commentator is going to allude to slightly different things. I think the most commentators understand wisdom as wisdom of Torah. And I think the way that the Rabbeinu Yonah is reading it as of right now, it's a similar idea. It's wisdom related to how I avoid sin. Right? That's a specific reading, by the way, just to be clear. It's a very specific reading. He doesn't say wisdom is general wisdom, broad wisdom, Torah wisdom, knowing verses, knowing shas, knowing poskim. That's not what he means. He's saying that the wisdom that we're talking about is wisdom of fearing of sin.
That what you're describing is I always used to call knowledge. Knowing this, knowing this, knowing that. I think wisdom is knowing things and having some kind of an ability to discern between something that is useful, not useful, important, not important, something that is perhaps hurtful to human beings, something that is helpful to them.
So it's practical intelligence. Yeah, I hear, again, we're not doing that on purpose, because if we did, it would take to get to all the possible definitions of what wisdom means, both in Torah and in psychology and whatever, is going to be the most confusing thing you could probably ever do. And you get the Chachma and Bina and Das and what every commentator understands, that this is different than this and that is this. and you go to Michelin, you go to... So that's why we're sort of doing it broad and general. But you're right, if you wanted to take the time to really delve into it and try to understand how his concept might be different from what you understand as this in general, yes. I'm sort of overloaded with questions for now, so I want us to pause, and we're going to keep going. Hold your questions, write them on the side if you're going to forget it, but believe me, they're going to keep coming up. We're not done with this, so let's keep going. Now, how does he deal with... That was all Chachma and Yira. What about Chachma and Masim? So next paragraph. Hu haya omer, kol shemasav merubin mechachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. Shebizman, so how do we understand this? Shebizman shemaasav shol adam merubin mechachmaso, nimsas ta'avaso lechachma gedola mechachmaso. When somebody's ma'asim are more than my wisdom, then what is that going to do for my wisdom? It's because my tava, my desire, again, it's going back to motivation, shtavas, tava, these are, you know, the motivational aspects. My desire for wisdom is more than my chachma. I want to know more than I actually know. And that perhaps is more important than actually knowing. The desire to know is essential. If I have that desire to learn, what am I going to do? I'm going to learn, and I'm going to keep growing. If my chachma is more than my maasim, then my chachma is not going to be miskayemes. My desire for wisdom is actually less than what I actually know. So my wisdom is going to keep going down. Now, this explanation, he's quoting other people right now, is actually doing something different than you probably understood the Mishnah originally. When we started with the Mishnah, we understood the Mishnah as meaning masim as what? Deeds, mitzvos, midos. How does he understand masim right now? What is ma? How would you define masim according to these rishonim? Does no? I wouldn't say actions. Well, what do you mean by actions? I wouldn't say mitzvos. I wouldn't say good deeds. What's the masim? Not character. Learning. The action of learning. He doesn't say anything about midos here. He's comparing desire to learn with learning. So he's equating masim to the more time that I put in. If I desire learning, I'm going to learn every day. If I don't desire learning, I'm not going to learn at all. So the desire is the masim. The masim is the act of learning. So it's chachmaso is the wisdom, and it's a little circular, but he doesn't say anything here about midos.
How do you get chachma without?
How do you get chachma?
Masim, if you say it's the action of learning.
Learning.
How do you get chachma before masim? How do you get chachma? You got to learn.
Right. So again, it's the same question. You have to have a starting point. The starting point is that you're doing something, right? But he said, the way I'm understanding, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but the way I'm understanding, he doesn't say anything here about midos. Everything here until now is talking about the action of learning. I'm going to have you've learned something, right? Now you're an adult, you're reading this, and you have a base knowledge, and now you continue to... Right. Okay, so let's... That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying that in terms of intelligence, achievement, maybe that's a better word, in terms of achievement, the person who has the desire versus the raw IQ is going to succeed. The person who just has the IQ but doesn't care, is not motivated, doesn't enjoy it, doesn't want to know it, is eventually going to fizzle out. The one who wants to know, even if he's not so smart, but his desire is more than his smartness, will continue to learn, so his smartness will increase. his achievement will increase over time. That's something that teachers notice all the time, and that's it's sort of the backdrop to teaching not just intelligence, but teaching or trying to train, if possible, motivation and the like. Okay, but he's going to disagree with this. Hold on. Aval yesh lishol. Great. You thought you were good. Don't worry. Aval yesh lishol. Eich efshar lios ma'aseh merubim mechachmasa. Now he asked basically the question you guys asked, is like, where, if you don't have the knowledge, how are you going to do? So that you need some base knowledge to start off with. So he gives a totally different explanation. He says, this is giving us good advice. Mukubelis. It's nice, accepted advice. So he says that we're not talking about everything we just talked about. We're talking about just doing. Back to what we originally called. Masa means doing. The Torah tells you to do something, you do it. You do it. This is our original explanation. That's how he understands it. When you're told to do something, do it. And if when you hear that you need to do something, you desire to go do it, and you want to go do it, then you get the schar as if you did it. I don't know, I'm not even doing. They cry masa al shem ki yesho scharalem ki ilu asam mipi ha-kabbalah v'chem meforesh b'bablos Rabbi Nassim. So we're talking about doing, we're talking about desire to do, and that is more important than actual wisdom. That's how he eventually understands the Mishnah. He gives some precedent for that in Avos to Rabbi Nassim. We're going to skip that for now. So Rabbeinu Yonah seems to understand this Mishnah from a very naturalistic, a very educational perspective, things that maybe many of us have encountered in terms of that raw intelligence is not as important as motivation, as desire, as things that get us to continue to learn and continue to want to learn. Now, in source number 6, as I referenced and alluded to before, the Maharal understands it slightly, or maybe even fundamentally, differently. So let's read the Maharal. And I think with this, we actually are going to close. What time is it?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. Okay, so let's do a little bit of Maharal, and we'll call it a day. So the Maharal says, Kol shi yiras cheto. So he says, Ma shi amar yiras cheto, valo eno chote. This is a very important point. Why does it say fear of his sin? Cheto. Hachet shalo. So what is that alluding to? What's the point here? What's the assumption?
That you
sin. That I sin. Or I'm going to sin. I say my fear of sin, not fear of my sin. It should be my fear of sin, not fear of my sin. But it said fear of my sin. So what's the allusion to, what's the message when it says fear of my sin? Vein ze kasha. It's not a question. Why? Ki kol adam muchan lachto. Everyone's is prepared, ready, going to sin. Says nobody who doesn't sin. Everybody sins. So now I'm prepared. I know that. I know I'm capable and I'm culpable and I'm going to sin. So therefore, I'm prepared. So I'm ready before it even comes. And I'm thinking, how am I possibly going to sin? If I thought that I was perfect, right, and I thought that I could not sin, it's possible for me not to sin. So then it's not going to be in my mind because I'm not going to sin. Don't bother me. No, it's yiras cheto. You're gonna sin, so you better be prepared for it. Someone's motivating you to have it on your mind, to have it in your consciousness, to be aware that you will eventually sin. So do as much as you can to prepare and to avoid it. Now. Second paragraph. Uveir davarzeh. Ki achachma ein lakiyum im lo mitzad Hashem yisbarach shuha Allah. So he goes to what I alluded to before. Wisdom is all from God. It's from God. Ki lefi godel madregas achachma ein kiyum ala etzel adam shu bal guf rak mitzad Hashem yisbarach shuha Allah. So There's a lot of terminology here that the Maharal is very specific. We've referenced in the past the Maharal uses, you know, Renaissance terminology, and the way he thinks is slightly different from the way that we think nowadays. We spent some time talking about that in previous years. So I'm not going to fully translate and fully understand everything that he's saying here, because there's a lot of depth within each term. But for the most part, I think we'll get the main message. Wisdom isn't going to endure in our physical bodies. The seichel, the wisdom of Torah, can't endure in our physical bodies without God's help. We need God's help for that to happen. Ki kasher adam yirei shamayim, hinei adam alul Hashem yisparach legamrei. Once I have fear of sin, now I'm connected to God. Ki kasher alul Hashem yisparach shu ala, hinei yesh ela alul kiyo mitzad ala so. Once I'm connected to God, then I have a possibility for me, for my wisdom, in order for that to endure. Lefikach kasher adam yirei shamayim. Once I fear, now notice how he throws in yirei shamayim, so he's equating the two, fear of sin and fear of heaven. Ba'az nechshav adam alul ela Allah, az chachmaso yesho kiyo mitzan Allah, so hu Hashem Yisparach, and he's repeating himself to some extent. But the main point for our purposes now is that in order for wisdom to endure, I need to be connected to God somehow. How do I connect to God, who's the source of wisdom? Is through fear of sin, fear of heaven. Without the fear of sin, I'm no longer connected to God, and therefore my wisdom can't endure. Right? So that's a supernatural explanation. That's not an explanation you're going to find in an educational psychology textbook. This is, I have to connect to God. Without that, it's not going to work. So that's with number one. That's with Yiras Teif. What about with Maasim? So now he throws in a second layer, third paragraph. Kosha Maasav Meruvim, Duh. So number one, he equates, he says it's very similar to what we just learned about fear of sin. So the fact that I need more actions is very similar to the fact that I need fear of sin. I need a foundation for my wisdom. Lefika. Hachachma hu nivnes al shnayim. Wisdom requires two prerequisites. What are my two prerequisites? Al Hashem Yisparach. I need God, like we just explained. Asher hachachma zosim Hashem Yisparach mitzad hazeh. Hashem Yisparach ikar biyisod al hachachma. God is my source of wisdom. Without God, I can't have wisdom, and therefore I need fear of God. So that's my first prerequisite. What's my second prerequisite? Biyisod hasheni hu hanefesh. I need my soul. So I need God and I need my soul. So in order to get God on my prerequisite list, I have to have fear of sin. In order to work on my nefesh, what do I need? I need ma'asim tovim. Shunosem mekabel ha'chachma. My nefesh is what carries the wisdom. Lekach yish od yisod l'chachma. Hu nefesh adam ha'noseh ha'chachma. I need God, I need my nefesh. Two things. Lefikach, fourth line. After I told you you need Yiras Chet, Shabar Lacha Kitzarech Lachachma Yiras Chet, Shemishvil Zayesh Kiyim Lachachma Mitzad Allah Yisbarach. I've mentioned to you in the past, and Maharal repeats himself tons of times. You notice he's saying the same thing in each sentence, run-on sentences, over and over and over again. I even took a bunch of it out, where you have to see the dots over there. I took a bunch of it out, but still he's going to repeat it. And I told you once the reason why Professor Elman, Yitz's father, passed away this past year, when I took the Maharal class with him, explained, he thought the reason why this was so was because he was a shul rabbi, he was a rabbi of the community, and that this was his pedagogical way of repeating himself, so eventually somebody will catch on to at least one thing he said, right? So he kept repeating himself over and over and over again in the way that he wrote, or in the way that he spoke. So he keeps saying the same thing. So number one, I need my Yiras Chet, and that's the way that I connect to God, and that's the first foundation for my wisdom to endure. Kizetin and Yuras Hechu Yoremin Hashem is Baruch Allah Kamosh is Baruch. You just have to count how many times he says that phrase, and you'll see that he's saying the same thing over and over again. But Amar Ata, Kol Shemasa Merubin Mechachmaso. Now the second thing is that I need more actions, I need more deeds. Kia Maisim Shayachim Lenefesh Adam. The Maisim are connected to my Nefesh. The actions are what purify my soul. And how he understands soul is could ask your same question, Chaim. We're just going to call it nefesh now. What he means by that is not neshama like your understanding or not whatever. It's more complicated. We're going to just leave it as a concept for now, and just we'll all assume we think we know what he's talking about. So the purification of my nefesh is happens through my masim. V'kasher yesh lo zchus v'taras ha-nefesh mitzad ha-masim as ha-adam yisod royal ha-chachma. Once I have perfected and purified my nefesh through my actions, now I am ready, my body, the person, is ready to be a foundation for wisdom. Without the masim tovim, I'm building wisdom, yeah, but I don't have the foundation. I need the foundation of my nefesh, and the way to get my nefesh to be purified and established with, you know, the concrete on the bottom, that it doesn't topple over with all this wisdom, is through masim tovim. So I need masim tovim to purify my nefesh, and I need God in order to have the yiras chet. Without those, my wisdom would not endure. So now the question comes, if this is the case, and this is, you can ask even stronger question than we asked before, if this is a supernatural concept, that it's all about God and connecting to God and purifying my nefesh, then what's our question? How do you have people who didn't do this, who seem to have wisdom? Right, it's one thing if you tell me it's an educational thing. Right, it's okay, so education is complex. Sometimes you have somebody who's intelligent and doesn't have motivation, and they still know stuff. Okay, so I'm telling you general rules, if you will. And the general rule is, if you want to succeed in achievement, you need motivation and some level of intelligence. Right, so, but there are exceptions, there's always exceptions to the rule. But if you're going to tell me that it's this almost this supernatural fact that God is in charge of wisdom, and without your aschet, you can't have wisdom, God's not going to give it to you, now the question's even stronger. So how do you have people who are, however you want to define chachma, right? God's not going to give it to them. So he asks this question. And with this, we'll close. Last paragraph. B'yei sho'alim. Shematzanu mina umos harbe me'od shechachmasam rubim ma'aseyam. We find in the nations of the world plenty of people that are geniuses. And not just they're geniuses, that it endured. They were always geniuses and never left them. It's not a question. Why is it not a question? So you could probably guess his answer. Actually, this answer is not what you would expect. He says that you might have worked and prepared so hard, even without the fear of sin, that you can bypass the problem of having fear of sin. Right? Well, I'll keep reading. They don't have mitzvos, they don't have ma'asim tovim, they don't have yerushalayim. Right? Hakadolah sheyesh machras u'masha amru kan. So then what's the case here? So what am I telling you here? You're telling me I can bypass it through hachana, through preparation, through studying, through whatever. Normal people, regular average people, you need your wisdom to be connected to your yiras chet and to your ma'asim tovim. But there are a few exceptional people who are either, the way he explains it, not they're highly intelligent, but they've worked really hard. So they studied 24/7. And even though they don't have fear of sin, even though they have ma'asim tovim, it's still endured. For most people, it's not going to work. And so that's a big question. I mean, you're telling me that I could bypass the fact that you just told me that you need God to have wisdom through me studying a lot. Sounds like a relatively weak answer. Let's see his second answer, and then we'll stop and pause for questions and call it a day. Va'od, now this is a little bit of an easier answer. So that's the way out of it. We're not talking about wisdom of the nations. Okay, you have a smart guy whose IQ is 160 and he knows the whole encyclopedia by heart. Okay, but he doesn't know anything about Torah. But it just pushes the question down the road. So now what about nowadays? He might not have had this that much in his days. Maybe he did. I don't know the exact history. But nowadays you have plenty of people who have PhDs in Bible and top Jewish people, not Jewish people, know more Torah than I know. They know more Torah than probably all of us combined know. And they, you know, but they don't have Yiras Shamayim. They don't have Ma'asim Tovim. So that this answer, the second answer, doesn't help for that.
First
answer could help for them. First answer is, okay, they're exceptional people, and they bypassed this prerequisite through extra hachana, and okay, so the God didn't, again, God maybe allowed them to have it. I don't know. Why would he let them to have it? I don't know. If you take it from a naturalistic educational perspective, like Rabbeinu Yonah, then it's less of a question. It's less of a problem. These people were motivated to know it. Now, what about Masim Tovim? I just want to say this last thing. I didn't highlight it before. Masim Tovim, right? So doing or Masel, right? The doing. I think it's just important to point out that you really have a connection here with experiential learning, right? So it's not just that I'm learning academically. I'm putting it in practice. And when I put it in practice, again, from a pedagogical perspective, it's going to stick better. Right? So you need to have your assignment and your exercise in class when you're teaching. You can't just lecture and hope it sticks. Once the kids or the people or the adult, doesn't matter, you have to actually do something. You have to put it into practice. And then that helps create, that helps the wisdom to stick. Right, so the motivational aspects help the wisdom to stick, and the actions help the wisdom to stick from a very natural educational perspective. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that it's a supernatural discussion, that God is the source of all wisdom, and without the Yiras Chet, it's just not going to work unless you are a genius and try really hard, and you could bypass it. Yes, and Arlene, and then we'll go around. Yeah.
I mean, if you read them together and you understand Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding of what midos are, it almost would seem like that the morale is saying that it's almost like an alternative. Most people need the first thing that Rabbi Chanin is saying, that you have to have a fear of sin first. But the second part, we understand that Rabbeinu Yonah says, it is learning Torah. So somebody who learns a lot, who never stops the thirst for learning, even if he doesn't have fear of sin, it seems like morale is saying somebody who is acceptable, who learns and learns and learns and learns, can overcome the lack of fear of sin. It's almost like the two statements from Hanina are alternative statements. Either,
but I hear you, but the morale is not saying. The morale is saying you need both prerequisites, right? You need,
I understand.
Right, unless so you want to read the morale saying either or. Right?
But that explanation that you can overcome the fear of sin by studying and studying and studying seems to be a little bit what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying with regards to at least an interpretation of what deeds are. It's not midos,
right,
it's learning Torah.
So the morale is saying that. He is saying that. The problem is that it seems to be a contradiction from what he just said.
But I'm saying, looking at just at that explanation.
If you he's saying that if you don't understand it as this supernatural thing, there are exceptions to the rule where even through the natural realm you have a way of bypassing it. That seems to be what he's saying.
I don't understand something. Where does closeness to Hashem come play in here? It's like you don't need Yirat faith. You don't need Masakot. At least I don't think so.
Right. So the Maharal would say that if we read it more carefully, maybe we'll get a different understanding. The way I understand the Maharal is that the Yiras Chet slash he connects to Yiras Shemayim is that connection to God, right? Is so now if you want to look at the source number 7, now that you brought it up. I'll just do it. So he says, Sfas Emes, Kol Shiras Cheto Kodemes Chachmasu Chachmasu Miskayemes, Dechachmahi Bechinas Abbas Hashem. If you want to add that into the mix of connecting to God through love, and you could read how he plays that out into the discussion, maybe that really answers your question, that there's some commentators who do add the more positive relationship with God aspect to this discussion that helps us understanding of wisdom and all that stuff. Sorry.
My question is this, but the Mishnah said that you have to have fear before you have learning. I would look at the Mishnah and say that you have to have emunah, faith in God before you can have wisdom, and learning kind of reaffirms your belief in God. But the analogy is that Sinai, the first command wasn't the fear of sin, it was an affirmation that I know what that God that brought you out of Egypt, and that you should, and this is what you shall do, and then you shall understand. Not because of
So I fine. I understand. It's interesting that nobody puts Amunah specifically in this, but I would say that Amunah is wrapped up in Yiras Shemayim, It's there. It's inherent. Why are they focused on fear of sin and not love? Okay, that's what the Sfasim has comes and saves today and say focus on love a little bit.
Sin is more of a generic term, because that's pretty relevant.
Right.
Everything's predicated on the faith.
Right. So that's always remember. Not everybody in Pirkei Avos has to address every single issue in Judaism, right? So sometimes they're addressing things that are specific to what they're trying to address. He's not giving you all Targum Mitzvos. He's giving you what he thinks on this specific topic. Oh shoot! All right, hold questions. Flip back. We got to do it. Flip back.
Yeah, three and four.
I forgot about it. Three and four. Okay. So who's Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? We got to get to Hanukkah craft day. But who is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa?
It's very poor.
Right? So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, there's stories all over Shas about how he didn't have money. He was, what would be the word that you would use to describe him? He was almost like this miracle maker. There's many stories about him performing these miracles. So look at source number 3 just for one example. Brachos 34b. Bishuv Masa Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shahalach Lomo Torah Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we're now connecting Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who's somebody we met a while ago. And Chalav Benos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son was sick. Amar Lo, he said to Rabbi Chanina, Chanina beni, Bikesh Allah Rachman ben Yichya. So Chanina, daven for my son so he can live. He niach Rosh Ben Bracha, Bikesh Allah Rachman. So he put his head between his knees. And he davened, and l'chay, he lived. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Il mala yitiach ben Zakkai es rosho ben bracha kol hayom, kulo lo yumashkichon alav. If I, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said, for my own son, put my head between my legs and davened all day, and you know, all the kavana, nobody will listen to me. God wouldn't have listened to me. So now what's the kasha? So Amr lo ishto. So his wife saying, you know, aren't you the best? Come on. Amr lo ishto. B'chi chanina gadol mimcha. Chanina is better than you, and you're Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Come on. So Amar Allah, he says, love. No. Okay, so he has a healthy sense of ego. He's not better than me, but Ela hu doma ke eved lifnei amelech, v'ani doma kesar lifnei amelech. He's like a servant before the king, and I am like a nobleman before the king. So what's this terminology of... Right, so what's the difference between being right? So that's the getting into the doorway to meet to greet the king. So he has a closer relationship as the Eved, even though the Tsar is greater, the relationship is different, is closer, it feels more intimate with the Eved. And now pulling this all together and trying to understand this in the context of who Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was. To our Mishnah, we go back to somebody we haven't seen in a really long time, and that's Rabbi Benny Lau. Coincidentally, Rabbi Zucker quoted him on Shabbos in his drasha. But if you remember, all the way in the beginning, we did this a lot more. We used to connect the sage to the statement that he made, so the personality of the sage to understand what he's trying to say in Pirkei Avos. We sort of stopped doing that for various reasons, but we'll do it now. So Rabbi Binyamin Lau has an essay on Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and this is how he quotes Rav Tzadok HaKohen. So the English you have here is a translation of Rav Tzadok HaKohen from Rabbi Binyamin Lau's Sefer of the Sages. And on the right side is the Hebrew of Rav Tzadok HaKohen. For the sake of time, just to wrap things up, we're going to read straight in the English. So he says here, in the entire Talmud, not a single law is cited in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, other than that in Mishnah Avos, that we just read, he who fears sin, and he whose deeds, etc. So the fear of sin has to be greater, and the deeds have to be greater, in order for the wisdom to be miskayemes. All the other places record his stories, his miracles, and his prayers, for this was his entire vocation. The essence of his soul in Torah is in the dictum, he whose fear of sin, etc. For this was the striking feature of his soul, in that it teaches us that wisdom is not the ultimate goal, but rather fear of sin must take priority and action must be in abundance. For this reason, he was always engaged in prayer, which is called service and is called fear. As the sages of blessed memory taught, they shall fear you at sunrise. And this is the level of the servant who labors in his service. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, on the other hand, is devoted to the Torah, which is a continuous devotion. And he is therefore regarded as a minister. To all the king's secrets are revealed, and because it is certain that whatever the All-Merciful does is for good, he therefore shows him goodness that exists even without the effect of his prayer. Therefore they do not respond to him. But this is not the case for the servant, to whom the king's secrets cannot be disclosed, and he requests his benefit and wishes in accordance with his own level, and the king is forced to grant his wishes, for according to his understanding, any other result would produce evil, and after this, he is compelled to see that this too would be truly good for him. The end is involved with what he was talking about beforehand, but it's not important for us. But we said we're creating a contrast here between somebody who's engrossed in Torah, has the wisdom, has the knowledge, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who's greater, he's a greater sage. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa is the servant in the sense that he's not so smart. I'm sure he was smart, but that's not what we focus on. Everything that we find with him in the corpus of the Talmud is all stories about his piety, about his prayers, about the miracles that he can make just because he was such a good guy. So he's the paradigm of this fear of sin. The only thing that he ever tells us as a formulation is this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, have fear of sin. Fear of sin, Ratzadok is equating with prayer. Fear of sin is equated with piety. And that's his personality. His personality is not, don't focus on wisdom, he says, going back to how we started this off. What's the end goal? What's the emphasis? Ratzadok is saying the emphasis is fear of sin. It's not wisdom. Wisdom's important, but it's not as important as being an Eved Lifnei HaMelech, somebody who's engrossed in prayer, who can change God's will, if you will, through that intimate relationship that he has with him by being pious, by having prayer, by fearing sin. Wisdom's great. That's not his trait. His trait is the prayer and the fear of sin. Yeah. So, okay, here, you got to put it all together. It doesn't take away from this. You have to incorporate it, or it's a different statement. I have a lot of time, and then we got to call it a day. I hear what you're saying, but again, there's the same comment I made to Freddie before, is that it's great to think about these things and to incorporate everything and all of Torah Kulos together, but this is one statement in Pirkei Avos. Doesn't have to incorporate everything that we know about everybody else in all Tanakh. So, but it's good. You can develop things. You can develop more ideas. Now try to put that into this and figure it out and get you maybe come out with something nicer. But it's not a kasha on the Mishnah or on what he's saying because it's sort of like a separate idea. Yeah.
I understand it's completely different.
Excellent.
The Mishnah. Kol shema asa le'adchet o kodemet le'chokmato. It's kodemet. The second part is ma'asa merubin me'chokmato. So I'm explaining it differently. The first part is Sur Merav Ve'aseto. In order to get the Chochmat Torah, you have to get away from Chet. That's number one. And the second one, Ma'asav Lerubim Mechochmato. The Chochmah brings him to do Ma'asim Torim. The law, Ma'asav Lerubim, he has a lot, then Chochmato Mitkayemet. The purpose here is that the Chochmah should Mitkayemet. And it's only when you use it, the ma'asim, as
in it came. In the beginning, that's how we phrased it. It was two options. So he's going one way, you're going the other way, and that's fine. Yeah. Fine, and then we're going to match. Yeah.
When I was in elementary school, I was shocked by something that a Rebbe told me, which is there are people who are writing chidushim on the Torah, Shabbos morning, with smoking a cigarette, and the chidushim are... They are chav, they are useful, they are mind-blowing in some ways because it doesn't violate anything. We would think somebody who is a Michal Shabbos Bifra Hesya is somebody whose works would not be miskayemas. So what do we do with someone like this, or Bible scholars who may be scoffing at mitzvahs that we are required to do, but are brilliant and analytical and follow all the principles that the Torah requires for us to understand what the Pesukim are talking about? What do we do with someone like that? Instead of just calling them unique individuals and there are special people, there are many, many people like that. So how is it that their Torah is miskayemes?
So what's the answer?
I'm waiting for the next week to find out.
I'm saying you're formulating the question we've already stated, just restating it. I think it's a good question. Maybe the answer is not strong enough for you, but the answer, at least within the, if you're going to take this Mishnah as a fact, right? Which you might not have to, right? Maybe it's just it's an idea, and it's not. He doesn't mean it as a it's a necessary prerequisite. And maybe he doesn't mean that. Maybe we need to loosen up our understanding a little bit. But either way, I mean, you see the sources. They're dealing with this. There are exceptions to the rule. Why are there exceptions to the rule? For various reasons, there are exceptions to the rule. Do you like that the reason? Maybe not, so try to find a different one. But there's a reality out there. There are smart people out there who know a lot of Torah, and they're not, you know, Yerushalayim. It happens. Why does it happen? They're super smart. They're exceptions. They tried really hard. This mission doesn't mean that it's necessary. It's just an idea that should guide us. Okay, for the most part. Okay. Thank you all. Happy Hanukkah.